Right where you are, to clap your hands and give him a loud praise, and let's give the glory. God, we bless your name because you are awesome. There is nobody like you. You can get praise. We give it to you, Lord. Talk this.
I will lift my hands in victory.
High God, we praise your name.
Forever.
glory, and it's to your name. You are a great God, you're a mighty God. So we send them, we send them. The angels declare your goodness, Jesus. And the angels declare how great you are. So we send them, we send them. You get the glory. You get the glory. You get the glory. God, we give it to you. God, we give it to you. God, we give it to you. You get the glory. So we send them. We send them. We send the glory. Every nation, every color, every creed, from the north side to the south side, from the east side to the west side, we give you the glory. 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 You get the glory. You get the glory. Nobody else gets it. Nobody else gets it. Nobody, nobody. Nobody, nobody. Nobody, nobody. Nobody, nobody. You get it. You get it. You get the glory. Yes, you do.
Jesus,
from the cross
to the grave. all your favorite gospel hits plays here.
My Lord Jesus, ready for that. Oh, my Lord Jesus. My Lord Jesus, ready for that.
Yeah. like Old Fashioned Church. When I went to the Welcome Baptist Church in the morning, and then I stuck to the Sanctified Church. I did St. James, I did Neapolitan, and then I did Reverend Moore's that night. By the time we got to 11 o'clock, it was some noise going on like this. If you want to see Jesus, if you want to see
You're in the mix.
You're in the mix.
With the world's freshest DJ.
Keep it locked.
Keep it locked.
Beat!
It's a celebration in here tonight.
Let on!
Let on, people!
Let on!
Let on, people!
Charles Jr., I see you on the internet singing my song every week. Every Sunday. The presence of the Lord is here. Let all.
Let the people.
Praise Him now.
Praise Him now.
Every time we say now, if you believe there's a miracle waiting for you here now, make some Church of God in Christ noise. Somebody around you and tell them it's my Sunday today. Now, now, now. It's my Sunday. Pray. Cut the music so Bishop Blake doesn't think we're singing to a track.
Pray.
Pray.
Coming home, I had to bring the whole team.
One more, pray.
Am I right about it?
Am I right about it?
Tell them we praised our way into this day. Tell somebody praise is a weapon that I use that brings me out every time. So every time we say praise, I want you to scream like you lost your mind. Come on.
I'll do.
God what we owe him. 1, 2, 3. Seen and high five three people and tell them, I owe God this. Come on, I owe God this. Come on, you know.
keep on yelling. Keep on running.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel
How
Network,
many times has
the
God
number
of
one quadrant station in the world.
How many times have you dropped the ball? Tell me.
We will have one. his house. Come on, here we go.
Thank you.
If it's something hot you want, then it's something hot you'll get.
I can't wait to see you face to face and hear you call me by my name. I can't wait to see those pearly gates and see my savior and watch him reign. I'm talking about one place.
Heaven.
That's always on my mind. I'm talking about one place.
Heaven.
That's where I wanna spend my time. I'm talking about one place. I wanna see what I've been told. I wanna see those magic. I wanna see the rose of gold. I can't wait. I can't wait. Wait to worship with the angels, and you hear us cry, holy is the Lord. And I can't wait to bow down in your presence, and you see your people on one accord. I'm talking about one thing.
Sometimes I be doing too much. Lord, I just need a touch, yeah. ever been through. I made it this far because of you.
Remember when he saved my life? Everything before that was just a blur. I was wild, living real foul. I just want right. I remember when, I remember when he changed my name. From sick to heal, from broke to blessed. Now I can testify that I'll never be the same.
Let's go! I am.
all my days. I will trust in the Lord all my days, all my days. I will be satisfied with you. I will be satisfied with you. I will be satisfied with you. Said I will be satisfied with you. Yeah. Say
I will trust
in the Lord.
In the Lord.
All my days.
All my days.
Yeah.
All my days.
Said
I will trust
in the Lord.
In the Lord.
All my days.
All my days.
All my days. If you tell me to go right, I will be satisfied. Whatever you tell me to do, I'm satisfied. Come on, lift it up, I will be satisfied. Hey, Lord, I am
satisfied.
Whatever may come, oh God, I'm
satisfied.
Oh Lord, oh Lord, I'm
satisfied.
Yeah. And where you live, I will trust your word. You have complete control. I will be satisfied with you. Oh, where you lead, I'll go. I will trust your word, God. You have complete control. Come on, say
I will be satisfied with you.
Come on, you better come on. Where you live?
Welcome to 30 Minutes Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, heard Monday through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. You can call in right now at 347-215-8049. Hebrews 11:1, and it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Join us as we touch and agree by faith, believing for your miraculous deliverance and healing. As we join together in unity, touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus Christ. Come and join right now, live. 30 minutes power of prayer. Let's go live. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on in. Come on, come on in. Welcome to 30 Minutes Power of Prayer, and we are excited about what God is doing in the midst of all that's going on. And I'm telling you, today is a day to rejoice. A day is a day to give thanks to God because he's worthy to be praised. Somebody shout hallelujah with me. Glory to his name. He is worthy to be praised. I feel the presence of the Lord right now where I am, and I know he's there with you as well. And on this day, as we praise God and thank him for his grace, his mercy, and the greatness of his power, we just want to tell him thank you anyway, huh? In spite of what it seems like in our midst, in our present. Many of you are today, you are at a place of peace. Many of you are at a place today of rejoicing. And many of you are at a place today that you are just celebrating the greatness of Jesus Christ. And how many today do you take time out to just tell God thank you? How many times you tell God thank you each day? Did you tell him thank you when you woke up this morning? Did you tell him thank you when you got out of bed this morning? Are you going to tell him thank you when you go to bed? Huh? Do you ever get up in the midnight hours and just begin to praise God for all that he's already done and just thanking him for the small thing that you don't see? That's the type of God we serve. And on today, we're going to come with prayer, and we're going to be praising God and giving God the glory and just letting the Lord know we appreciate all that he's already doing in our life and what he's already done in the place we are. And, you know, I believe right now, thank you, Holy Ghost, there is somebody right now that has sown a seed. Glory to God. Glory. Hear me. Hear me right now. We're going to get to prayer. Glory to God. I want you to receive your gift right now. I want you to receive that seed that you have sown. You've been sowing seeds in the presence of others, and you've been wondering, are you going to ever reap your harvest? Today is your day. Oh, my goodness. I don't know who you are, but I believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, that individual right now that thou is speaking to, and God, you see them, you know where they are, and you know what they've been doing, sowing seeds, and they've been believing you for that harvest. Father, I speak it right now in the atmosphere from the north, the south, the east, and the west. That seed that they have sown, oh, glory to God. Glory to God. I see it coming up. Oh, my goodness. Look, I thank you, God. I thank you right now for blessing them mightily right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I don't know who you are, but today you can expect your blessing and your harvest. I don't know. Maybe you've been waiting and waiting and don't know when it was going to happen. Well, today is your day of receiving your harvest because of that you have sown. And you've been faithful. Jesus said if you be faithful over a few things. He didn't say a whole lot. He didn't say you had to be faithful over everything that you do, like dotting every I and crossing every T. He said just be faithful over a few things. And when you do that, and he see your heart and know that you are sincere about what you're being faithful for, of that you are faithful will. My goodness, do you know God is going to bless you mightily? What did God say, huh? What did he say, huh? If you be faithful over a few things, he'll make you ruler over many and much. And you know, that's why sometimes the Lord want to bless you so mightily, but he don't know are you ready to receive that he's ready to bless you with. And when he see that you are ready to receive that and you've been faithful over that those few things, then he's going to bless you with more. And how many are you ready to receive more today? Glory to God. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in him. All glory to his name. He is worthy to be praised. Somebody today, I don't know who you are. On yesterday, you felt a little down There was a lot of things going on around you and your neighborhood. There was a lot of things going on with your family, and you got caught up in the middle of some things that you didn't get done that you needed to have taken care of. But I'm here today to tell you that's something there for you that you did not get into because you stood still. I mean, you know, sometimes it's good to stay still, huh? And when you stay still, whatever the enemy had down the road and a trap set up for you, God shut it down because he didn't allow you to step in it. Come on, somebody. The enemy had a trap. And because of the timing and because of the thing that came up in your presence that you wasn't able to get there and do what you had planned to do, the enemy had a trap for you, and God had you standing still. He had you standing still because guess what? God got the victory. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord. And many times as we walk in society, God see what we're doing. And when you understand and begin to pray and you're beginning to pray in the spirit realm of God, you leave the natural man and you step into the spiritual man of the Almighty God, because God is a spirit. And as you begin to tap into that spirit realm of God, he will reveal to you those things that you did not even know existed. So on today, Father, those that have a desire to tap into the spirit realm of you, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would touch them in the name of Jesus. Touch their minds right now, right where they are. And everything that has been hindering them and everything that the enemy has been trying to deceive and try to trap and try to cause confusion and cause them to miss out on what you have for them as they've been praying and seeking to tap into that spiritual realm with you. We bind that spirit right now and cast it back to the abyss from which it came from. For the blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. You have no authority over the people's mind. You have no place upon their body and in their presence. We arrest you now and cast you back to the pits of hell. And we speak to their minds right now in the name of Jesus. We speak life right now that it will manifest in their presence. Father, we thank you right now for what God is doing in the midst of them. And as they've been praying, God, God, that you're revealing to them that they are being able to tap into the spiritual realm with you. And as they are, they will see that you have for them on this day, according to your word and what you are about to reveal to them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for revealing to them that you are life and your word is life and truth. And as they begin to praise you, and as they begin to tap into the spirit realm, they will see greater things than ever before. We give you the praise right now for those that are walking right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 Oh, glory to God. Look, I don't know what today, but I do know one thing about today. It is a joyous day to give thanks unto the Lord, and we're going to give thanks to him today. It's a great day to give thanks to the Almighty God. In spite of all that's going on around the world, God has it all in control. I'm here to tell you, God has it all in control. There is no man, I don't care how wealthy he is, I don't care how wealthy this woman may be or whoever they may be, there's nobody like Jesus. Money will run out. And you know, when you get sick, money ain't going to allow you to get healed. You can have all the money in the world, but it's not going to allow you to get healed. But there is one that you don't have to have a dime. You don't have to have a house. You don't have to have a car. You don't even have to have a job. But his name is Jesus that can deliver you right where you are. So on today, regardless of what somebody said about you, said you'll never be nothing, you'll never amount up to anything, you'll never allow your time to move forward in that of the future that you spoke about, that it will happen. You got to decree that and bind that spirit right now. And I speak favor over your life right now in the name of Jesus. I speak that even now you are more than a conqueror, because you are somebody in the eyesight of Jesus Christ. God has no respect of a person. Wherever you are, what state you are in, and what place you are in right now, I speak the blessings of the Lord over your life right now. I want you to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, and I praise your holy name today as I give you thanks and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
I grew older, oh, I over 50 years, the sensational Nightingales have been proclaiming our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All that time I wasn't living the life I was singing about. I was playing church, saying, Lord, Lord, from my lips, but my heart was far from God. We can fool man sometimes, but we can't fool God no time. It is indeed time out for playing church. Mother told me, said, son, don't you play with God like that. It's too dangerous. Then mother said something to me. I never will forget it as long as I live. Mother will look at me straight in the eye. She said, son, listen, don't you know you can sing a lie just as well as you can tell one? Time out for playing church. I laid my hands on mother's forehead in the casket. I spoke to her spirit. I said, mother, I'm going to be at that meeting one of these days to see you and greet you. There's going to be a great meeting, and I want to be at the meeting. Hallelujah.
To be at the meeting. Where do
I want to be at the meeting?
Yes, I do.
I want to be at the meeting.
When all the things get home after the separation.
Saints, and then we can go to the meeting.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Gets away.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. We tell God thank you for another brand new day that he has made. Yes, I tell God thank you because he is the same God today that he was on yesterday. He's the same God today that he will be forevermore. And I tell God, thank you that he is not a God that is one way today and this way tomorrow and down the road a different way. But he is holy. He is righteous. He is the Almighty God. He is Alpha and Omega. He is the Word. He was in the beginning. I tell God, thank you for all things. And when I say he is the same God, John 1 and 1 say, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning. I tell God, thank you for all things. I thank God for another opportunity to come back, to teach his Word, to do a work for him, that he gets all of the glory. I thank God for each of you who have come to listen on today. I tell God, thank you, because I thank God that he keeps us no matter what we're going through. We can look to him. He said, I will never, ever leave you or forsake you. Father God, I thank you for being the Almighty God. I thank you for being the God that looked beyond our faults and saw our needs and saved us and sanctified us, holy God. Father God, I thank you for being the God that sent your Son to go on the cross, dear God. I thank you that he didn't stay there, God, that he rose on the third day as the Word said that he would, and I tell you, thank you. I thank you for him being our Redeemer that redeemed us back to you, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for being our healer. I thank you for being our deliverer and our miracle worker, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for being the God that never, ever leaves or forsakes us, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for being the God that we can cast all of our cares upon. And I tell you, thank you, God. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I thank you for how you watched over us yesterday and how you're watching over us on today, God. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, those that are in the hospital, God, I lift them up to you and I speak your healing power in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I speak your miracle working power in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, God, I ask that you move, God, in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Touch right now, God, those that are homeless, God, I ask that you provide a place, God, for them to rest in the name of Jesus. Those that need salvation, God, I ask you to draw them nigh unto you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I ask that you touch your officers in the church, God. In the name of Jesus, draw them closer unto you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, touch right now, God. Oh, Father God, you said in your word we couldn't serve two masters, God. Oh, Father God, draw us nigh unto you. Father God, when we're down in the valley, thank you for being there, God. Oh, Father God, when everything is okay, thank you for being there, fighting on our behalf, God. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I tell you thank you just for being our God. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I thank you for your Holy Ghost power, God, that leads and guides and teaches, God. God, I thank you for all things. Oh, Father God, I ask that you move right now, God. Father God, touch married couples, God. Bring them together in oneness, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, touch our children and their children, God. Father God, I ask that you break those generational curses, God. In the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, again, I tell you thank you just for being the great I am. Thank you, God, for being the one that hold our hands up, God, in the name of Jesus, that when we come to glorify you, God, you get all of the honor in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you. Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I tell you thank you for all things. I bless you, I praise you, and I glorify you. In your Son Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God thank you because, see, I can do nothing without God. I have to have him in every area of my life. And I tell God thank you. I tell God thank you for the Holy Ghost that leads and guides, that go to him on our behalf. And I thank God for his Son Jesus sitting on the right hand of him, interceding on our behalf. And I tell God thank you. I thank God for all that he is doing, that even in this season, that he is still moving on our behalf. And I want to encourage you to serve the true and living God. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. We ask you to come out and join us. Your home church come first. But if God order your steps and direct you, come and go and worship with us. And on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock, we have Bible study. We invite you to come and go into the Word with us. Because, see, one thing that I do know now, that in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning. Jesus was in the beginning, and he is the Word. And to let you know, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit was in the beginning also. He was going to and fro, and I tell God, thank you. On the third Tuesdays, we have noonday prayer at 12. We ask you to come and go in prayer with us. If you can't come, go in prayer where you are. And on the third Tuesday nights, we don't have Bible study. But I encourage you to go into the Word of God wherever you are, because, see, it's that Word that's going to keep us. And particularly as we are doers of the Word, we can't just be hearers, but we got to be doers of the Word of God. I tell God thank you. And on July the 22nd at 10 o'clock a.m., Christian Life will be having our women's breakfast. We invite you to come out and go and worship with us. Evangelist Kelly Gardner will be our guest speaker, and we ask you to come out and glorify God. I've asked God for an awesome move, and I'm encouraging women. So if you know some women, encourage them to come. And we're located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. But tell somebody to tell somebody about our women's breakfast. We thank God for all things that he is doing. I glorify God because, see, we can do nothing without him. When we were last together, we finished talking about the gift of eternal life. And that gift came from God. It didn't come from man. When we talk about the gift of eternal life, I thank God it starts the minute that we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And as long as we are standing on the word of God and we're living the word of God, that word of eternal life will be ours. And I tell God, thank you. When we have the gift of eternal life, it gives us God's grace. We get the gift of his grace. Yes, we do. And we get that because of the blood that he shed. Nobody could do what Jesus did. And I tell God, thank you. One thing that I do know, that as you serve God, you honor him, and you worship him and you glorify him, you're going to find that you get a better understanding of who he is. You find that through him, you can do all things. You find that in his son, Jesus, he is the one that forgives us for all of our sins. He is the one that draws us nigh unto the Father. And in order to have the gift of God, we got to serve his son, Jesus. And I tell God, thank you. As we come back on today, we're going to be talking about what it takes and how we live. This journey is personal. How I live my life for God. And the word of God, I know, so for two or three touch and agree, he will be in the midst. But one thing that I do know, this is a personal journey. It might be that you are living for God, and there are 10 or 12 around you that are not living for him. That is why this journey is personal. How do I live my life? I can't live my life based on that one, or that one. I thank God that when we come together, we can touch and agree. But it's personal what we do for God. As we live this life for God, that lets us know that we can't serve God and we can't serve Satan too. When you're living a life for God, you have step out of sin, and you are living the righteous life. You are not serving Satan. You can't serve two masters at one time, because if you try to do that, you're going to love one and hate the other. How do I live my life for God? The word of God let us know that in order to live for him, his word give us instructions. God gives us commands to live by and to say, how can I live my life for God? Let's look at John 13, verses 34 and 35. The word of God say, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Let's read that one again. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you love one another. If we are living a life for God, we must be obedient to his words. And as we look at verse 34, Jesus give us a commandment to love just as he loved. we got to love one another. I can't love some and hate others. I don't love sin, but I got to love with the love of the Lord. I got to have the heart of God. I got to have the mind of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. As I have their hearts and their minds, I can love the way they love. I can't, and I don't love sin. Because, see, I got an understanding now that you can't serve two masters. When you love God and you serve God and you're living for him, there should be no sin in your life. When you have the commandment that we should love one another as Christ have loved us. I can't just love the people that go to the house of God where I go, or go to the house of God down the street and forget everybody in between. But we got to love unconditionally. And I know that as a believer, we got to know who the true children of God is. We can't say we love God and hate people. That makes us a liar. But as we love the way that God's Son Jesus loved, and we are obedient to him, and we are loyal to his Holy Spirit, we serve him with our all and all, that lets me know that I can live and I'm living for God. When I live for God, I tell God thank you that I have to practice that love towards everyone, and particularly to those that are true believers. I already told you I don't love singing, but I gotta love sinners also. I don't go along with what they do. You can't go along with what they do, but you gotta love with the love of Christ. As you love with the love of Christ, you're gonna find that you never compromise. You're gonna stand on the word of God. I tell God thank you, because when I was yet a sinner, God loved me. He sent his only begotten son for me. I tell God thank you that as I live this life for God, that I gotta stand on the word and trust his word. I can't love some. Why? Because he gave me the commandment. If you are a son of God, he have given you the commandment that you love one another as he has loved us. And I tell God thank him. And it tells us in verse 35 that if we love one another, then they men would know that ye are my disciples if you love one another. God is love. Jesus is love. And the Holy Ghost is love. As we love the way that God loves and we love one another, we are setting an example for those that look at us and see the walk that we have. And when we walk in the righteousness and live a life for God, we can make a difference in the lives of some others. And I tell God thank you. As we do the will of God, then man will know that we are a follower of Christ. If we don't follow Christ, there ain't but one other that we can follow. As we follow Christ with that agape love, that unconditional love, that we give of ourselves to God, that we give that sacrificial love, I'm going to love because Jesus loved me. We don't love because of what someone can give us, but we love with our whole hearts. I tell God thank you when we love one another with the love of God, then we can say that the life that I live for God. And as we live for God and we trust him, that even when we're going through, we still got to love. And remember that living for God brings trials and tests. And there are going to be days that we'll be lied on and talked about. But we still got to live for God. There are going to be days that it might feel like we don't have nobody. But then we have to give the scripture to ourselves. You said you will never ever leave me or forsake me. Thank you for being there for me, God. But you got to be a believer of that word. You got to trust the word of God. When you live a life for God, you find that you love your brothers and your sisters. I ain't just talking about your biological, but I'm talking about those that worship with you, those that work with you. You love unconditionally. Christ knew what he was doing when he said a new commandment, I give you, that you love one another, because see, hate has been in the world since the beginning of time. I can't say that I love some and hate others. We got to love unconditionally. When we love with the love of God, then men will know that we are his disciple. And then you can walk in righteousness, knowing that you are living a life for God. I tell God, thank you, that I can't lean to my feelings, because it's the Spirit of God that keeps us. Feelings can get you in trouble with God. But when the Spirit of God lives on the inside, then you know that there's going to be a cost for the life that you live for God. If we look at Matthew, the 16th chapter, verse 24, I tell God, thank you for all things. Matthew 16 and 24 say, then Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. When you are living a life for God, you're going to take up your cross and follow him. I tell God, thank you, that when you take up your cross and follow Christ, you're going to go through some suffering. You're going to be put through shame and ridicule. You're going to be rejected. But first and foremost, you're going to deny yourself. You're going to find that it's not about you, but it's about our Lord and Savior. When we as believers take up our cross to follow Christ, to follow, not only are we following Christ, we're following God and the Holy Spirit. And you deny yourself, you find that you be committed to God. And it's not about you. Remember everywhere that Jesus went, seemed like somebody was coming at him. Satan was coming at him rapidly at all times. But Jesus knew who he was and who had sent him. And as sons of God, we, and those that are living a life for God, we got to know who we are and whose we are. We're going to find that we suffer, and that we're going to be in a battle against sin. We got to crucify our own flesh. It ain't about us. Because we're living a life for God, we walk in righteousness and do the will of God. I already told you we can't compromise, but we got to stand on the word of God. We find that as we live a life for God, and we have to take up our cross, you're going to find that you have to war against Satan and the powers of darkness. I tell you, you can't serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. If you love God, you're going to hate Satan, and you will war against Satan. You will war against sin. You will do what the word of God say to do because you want to have eternal life with him. You're going to find that you're going to face hostility sometime. You're going to find that demons are going to come at you, but you got to speak the word of God and rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus. That's part of carrying your cross. That's part of living a life for God. You got to rebuke Satan and put him in his place in the name of Jesus. If you don't know who God is, you can't war against Satan. But when you have a true relationship with God, yes, you can war against Satan and darkness. Darkness is sin. When we serve God, we walk in the light. When you are serving God, you're going to find that we suffer reproach. Yeah, we're going to be hated. We're going to be ridiculed by the world. But we still got to live for God. We can't take down and not serve God. We got to show our love and let people know that I won't serve Satan. We got to defy evil. We got to war against evil. We got to serve God. I tell God thank you, because when you're living for God, you're going to find that you separate yourselves not only from sin, but it's going to be some people that you have to separate yourself from. Yes, you got to love with the love of God, because when we were yet sinners, he loved us and died for us. But you're going to find that you have to separate yourselves from some people. You're going to find that you have to refuse to accept the standards of the world. But you're going to live by God's standards. You're going to live by his commands. And as you live by his standards and his commands, you're going to be a true follower of God. You're going to find that there might be days that there's nobody around in the physical that you can rely on. But one thing that I do know, that you can trust and rely on God. There are days that you're going to have to speak the word to yourself. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can't do nothing under my own strength and power, but under the power and the strength of God's Son, Jesus. Yes, we can do all things. And as we walk and live a life for God, you're going to find that even though you have to suffer and you're ridiculed by the word, you're going to still serve God with your whole heart. And as you serve him with your whole heart, you won't take down from God. You're going to live for him, trusting him, glorifying him in the name of Jesus. I tell God thank you for his son, Jesus. Because as we live for him, you're going to find that it's not about you and that you have denied yourself. You're going to find that you reach out to help others. You're going to find that you want to give the word to others. You're going to find that you want to help those that are in need. They might be in need of physical things, yes, but you're going to find that you're going to share the goodness of Jesus. Because, see, there are times that we might need food, physical food to eat. But when we give somebody a taste of that spiritual food can build us up. It can replenish and strengthen us where we are weak. I thank God for the physical food, but I'd rather have spiritual food any day. When we give the word to ourselves and we feed off the word of God, and we give that word to somebody in need, yeah, we may have to give food, may have to give clothing, might have to provide some money, but don't forget to give that spiritual food that never ever dies. That spiritual food lets me know that the life that we're living that God gets glory. The word of God let us know that we gotta be obedient to him. And as we are obedient unto him and we do his will, we will live a life that God gets all of the glory. Are you living a life for God? If you're keeping his commandments and you're a doer of the word, yes, you are. God bless you. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Trust God and live for him. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer. For
I have in Jesus.
Whoa.
A friend.
A friend we have in Jesus.
All our sins and griefs to bear.
Sometimes it didn't have no smoke on the mind. Follow me, oh, follow me, oh. dwell in yours. I want to hear you in the room say, and I will dwell in yours. Say, dwell. Forever and always, and I will
dwell in your house.
You really want to be where he is, say, and I will
dwell in your house.
Oh.
Dwell in your house.
With you is where I belong, Lord, I will dwell. I feel good about it. It's rising in the room. Just say it. And I
dwell in your house.
Oh.
Dwell in your house.
Yeah.
Dwell in your house.
Yeah. I'll
dwell.
If you don't mind in the room, lift up your hands and your voice.
Ah.
see a sign of the judgment. 'cause I'm taking it right back.
Take it right.